When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get to some interesting audio from Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean on radio here in a second. Before that, though, if you're looking for a great speaker or a great place to find speakers, Bill, you are a part of this wonderful institution of the Mid-America Speakers Bureau led by Tyler Carlson.
I am very lucky to be part of it. It has been the promotions have been great from Tyler. But the thing you need to grasp about this, about Tyler's company is that people reach out, and they may not reach out, they want speakers all the time. And for different events, some of it can be, quote, motivational. Some of it could be, whatever, educational. All these different leadership, all these different methods of different things they want to talk to people about. And they don't know who to hire. They ask their neighbor. I don't know. You know, we're going to get speakers. Need somebody for this. Or just word of mouth. No, don't do that. That's why Tyler, and this is his full-time job. He runs the Speakers Bureau.
Is it really?
It's his full-time job, and he vets everyone. Like I said, it took me a year to get on with them because of the detail that they do to when they have the speakers that are on his website. And he does all the work for them. And so if you go to hire someone, you're going to go directly and deal directly with Tyler. And it's going to be, here's our budget, here's what we need, here's the time frame. And he goes through everything, and he will give you, here's some people to research, here's what you want to do. Also, if you have interest on the other side of it, to be a speaker. Also, I tell you, have some sort of thing that you have a skill set that's also to get involved, because Tyler will do a great job of preparing you to be on his job and on his website. But if you are looking for speakers, I mean, I know Adam's on, I know AD's on it, all those guys are on it. But I tell you what, it's changed my life. It's changed my life and just the detail in which Tyler has worked with me. And so I see it firsthand. So if you're looking to hire or be part of it, you want to go through Tyler.
What's his name?
Tyler Carlson.
Out of David City. Guys, geez, why did you say that? I'm an idiot. Central City. Central I got David City, City got Central in my City. Mind for something else. Yeah, I got to think about the new Casey's in David City I was thinking about, and it's Central City, and I was out there with him about 2 months ago. It was awesome.
They went from 7 speakers to over 85 speakers. They're doing big things. Yes. The website, midamericaspeakersbureau.com.
Yeah, they're incredible. Just go on the website today. Check it out. If you're looking to hire people, that's where you want to go.
midamericaspeakersbureau.com. So this weekend, the Buffalo Bills had what was deemed as a pretty quality draft, pretty highly rated draft for those who do draft grades, which are a different story in itself, anywhere from an A- to upper B, B+, B. But there are some radio people in Buffalo on WGR 550 that were hoping that the Bills would draft a receiver. And they're about to interview Brandon Bean, the Buffalo Bills GM, when they had this conversation, and they introduced Brandon Bean, and he starts off things a little spicy. Here's Brandon Bean, Buffalo Bills GM, right off the bat on his segment with Jeremy and Joe on WGR 550 in Buffalo from Sunday.
No, it was. I was just listening the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points. When you add all the postseason, no one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. how is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Okay.
All right. That's Brandon Bean off the bat before his interview with Jeremy
Came
and Joe
hot.
On WGR 550 in Buffalo. Okay, then. Mm-hmm. All right, Brandon.
He went on to say that you can't have everything. That they have they have a big-time quarterback, obviously.
Josh Allen.
Big-time offensive line.
Yes.
Good running game.
Solid running game.
He says you can't have everything. He said this is not fantasy football. That there is a give and take that you have to, that you just can't have everything you want. That was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful. The guys on TikTok, they showed the video of the guys. I thought the host handled it well. But yeah.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
I love both sides of it. I like someone thinking, oh, maybe we should have a receiver. They're probably not wrong. And so it probably has, I would say that the host had probably researched it pretty good in their head, with their mind of what maybe they would have liked to have had. And then I also think it's good by the GM, too. I mean, it's like, hey, we scored the most points, and so we're in pretty
scored
good shape.
38
numero
straight
uno.
Games.
Yeah,
number
and,
one
and
in
we
points
had to be
per
better
game.
On defense, so we had to have a plan. You know, most of the time, though, you just – I mean, if like I said, maybe he caught it on just, it might have just hit him. Like I said, he probably wasn't too worked up. All of a sudden, he put his headsets on or earplugs in, and he's listening to the show before he goes on, and all of a sudden, it just got him aggravated.
Yep.
Because also, probably had him aggravated because it probably was mentioned other times to him from someplace else. It must have been something that was kind of.
Yeah, he did. He
said, this has been sitting with him for a while.
He said during the draft, he got the vibe from reporters that this was a topic.
Yeah.
He said that,
well,
too.
Well, let's not forget, last year they did add two receivers. They had Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir in the draft.
Yeah, they started.
And they started, and they were good. So they addressed this issue last year. And as you said, 8 straight games of 30-plus points is not easy to do. Mm-mm. Led the league in scoring. Like, I know everybody wants this. They want to have a star receiver, like Stephon Diggs. They had him, but they went just as far without Stephon Diggs as they did with him. Last year.
So they had Shakir Coleman, Joshua Palmer. You recognize that name?
Yes, he came from the Chargers.
They have Laviska Shenault, the former Colorado receiver. I don't know if they still have him, but they did last year. KJ Hamler. It's a good group. They were good. The Bills were great.
Absolutely. I love the take. I like the fact he came out firing.
I do too.
He had stats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the data, man. Like, what's the problem here?
30 points in 8 straight games.
I'll tell you what's interesting was they were talking about this morning. I was listening to it to some information. They talked about GMs in the last 5 years, their retention rate is their shelf life is 2.1 years.
You're getting fired,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
GMs are it's a tough job. And think about all the information that they have. Mm-hmm. You don't have that same information on high school kids.
Their average shelf life is 2.1.
In the last 5 years.
2.1, really?
In the last 5 years. Man. And so think of all the information that they have. And if things don't go well, the first person out the door is the GM. If it doesn't go well, the first person out the door is the GM. And if the head coach leaves, generally the GM leaves with him. And it's usually a big story if the GM gets retained and things aren't going well. It's like, oh, that's odd. GM's staying.
Just one more
things
year.
Aren't going well. That's odd.
Well, so I wonder if that's why he's reacting the way he's reacting.
Yeah, and I don't know how long he's been there because obviously
he's been there for a while. But
Gotcha.
I think he's probably been there longer. He talked about, because he mentioned when they got Josh Allen. So if he was still there with Allen, that means he's been there for a while.
Since 2017.
So he's,
people that wanted Josh Rosen.
Yeah, think about that. Well, a lot of people did, though.
Oh, yeah.
So that wasn't like, again.
Rosen coming out of UCLA was pretty good, yeah. Right?
Well, everyone has top these clips. Pick. Like I said, everyone has the clips. They had the clips they were playing on with Kuiper. Kuiper's gotten a lot of things spot on. And when you comment on everybody, you're going to miss.
Yep. Yeah.
And he talked about Lamar Jackson having to, you know, probably move to wide receiver.
Yep.
And he's been the MVP of the league at quarterback twice now.
Right.
The MVP of the
he
wasn't, league.
He, you know, Kuiper was yeah. not wrong about everything.
Yeah. No, he's right on way more than he's wrong. But when you talk all the time and predict every single right. position, you're going to get some wrong, and you're up on camera, so you're going to get some things wrong.
100.
You don't hear GMs or coaches get very feisty like that on radio very
often.
No.
So that's why it's different. It stands out, and you can't be mad at either one of them, the host or him. It's a good quality radio segment right there.
It was.
Yeah, and for the host / the, hey, we wanted a receiver. Okay.
They handled it.
Both ways it was pretty good. I just never heard the word bitching four times.
Five times, yeah.
Four or five times in that minute clip.
Yeah, that was
yeah, it's bitching.
that was the part that caught me the most.
Yes.
Of anything else, it wasn't any content at all. It was just that word.
What was their record last year?
Like 13-4, I want to say.
It would get old as a, like, if you're a coach or GM listening to guys doing that after you're finished 13-4.
And 13-4 won the division by 5 games.
Josh Allen was what draft pick? Where did he come in?
He came from 7th overall, I think, to Wyoming.
Yeah, and it was from Wyoming. I don't know if he's 7th overall.
I think he was 7th.
God, they got
so him. They did a great job, right, of getting
absolutely.
Him. Did an incredible job of his 6 other teams had a shot at probably a Hall of Famer.
God,
great chance of being a Hall of Fame quarterback.
And we saw Josh Allen and Lincoln throw 5 interceptions against Nebraska.
We saw who was it?
Nate Gary.
Gary picked
one off and gave it back to him.
He threw it.
And Allen threw the ball back.
Hey, James Cook and Ray Davis are a great running back.
Yeah, it's
a
good tandem. Yeah.
Hard runners. I liked watching the Bills because I love James.
They're a fun team. Again, rival of mine. I love watching them too. I hate that I love watching them, but they're a fun team. Josh Allen is very hard to dislike for anybody.
Oh, God.
How can you dislike?
Big, strong
that guy loves
runs.
Football. He takes on contact. He's got a cannon. Like, I love the guy.
Yeah,
I don't like
him at
the same time.
There's nothing about him you don't love. And he's in Buffalo.
Yes.
God.
Buffalo's one of my favorite towns. There's two places that stand out to me. Green Bay.
And Buffalo. The
football towns.
Green Bay's is 100,000 people. That's it.
I was there.
It's 100,000
people. A small town.
That's it. You're going to Grand Island to go watch
it. It's not big.
It's incredible. And Buffalo.
I hate to say I've never been to either.
Change that. Make it happen.
I'd like to go to Buffalo. I would love to go to Buffalo.
When we come back, the spillover on early break on the ticket.
The spill.